In this video, we are looking at three powerful stories that often shape weddings today: romance, consumerism, and expressive individualism. Each one contains something we can understand, but each one becomes dangerous when it becomes ultimate. First, romance. Romance is not the enemy. Attraction, affection, tenderness, delight, and emotional connection can be gifts from God. The Song of Songs reminds us that love can be poetic, embodied, joyful, and beautiful. But romance becomes a false story when it says feelings are the foundation of marriage. Christian marriage is not built on emotional intensity. It is built on covenant faithfulness before God. Feelings may rise and fall. Covenant remains. A bride and groom may feel deeply in love at the altar. That is wonderful. But their vows are not promises to keep feeling the same way every day. Their vows are promises to love faithfully through changing seasons. Second, consumerism. Consumerism turns the wedding into a product. The couple becomes the customer. The venue becomes the stage. The ceremony becomes the experience. The officiant becomes a vendor. The question becomes, did the event meet expectations? Again, beautiful weddings are not wrong. Excellence is not wrong. Thoughtful planning is not wrong. But a Christian wedding is not a purchased spiritual experience. It is a public covenant before God. The officiant must resist becoming merely a religious service provider. A Christian wedding officiant does not ask only what does the couple want. The officiant also asks, what does Christian marriage require us to witness? Third, expressive individualism. Expressive individualism teaches that the inner self is the highest authority and that life's purpose is to express that self outwardly. In wedding language, this often sounds like, define marriage for yourselves, create your own meaning. Your love makes its own rules. This ceremony is only about your truth. Authenticity means self-definition. Christian marriage offers a different story. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. They are not inventing themselves at the altar. They are receiving a covenant calling under Christ. This does not erase their personalities. It does not flatten their story. It does not make the ceremony generic. It actually gives their story a home. Their story is not floating alone. Their story is gathered into creation, covenant, redemption, and faithful love. A ministry sciences observer might notice this pattern in a meeting. The couple talks easily about romance, ceremony style, guest experience, and personal identity, but struggles to talk about sacrifice, forgiveness, spiritual practices, sexual faithfulness, church support, or lifelong vows. What does the officiant do? Not shame, not lecture, not surrender. The officiant gently teaches. A helpful phrase might be, I want this ceremony to feel personal. But personal does not mean self-invented. In a Christian wedding, your personal story is brought under God's larger story. That is warm and clear. For the chaplain, this matters in crisis settings where emotion may dominate. For the church staff minister, it matters when wedding policies are challenged. For the romance officiant or life coach minister, it matters when couples confuse chemistry with covenant readiness. Romance can serve covenant. Beauty can serve covenant. Personal story can serve covenant. But none of these replaces covenant. Christ is Lord of marriage.